Shovels are finally moving dirt along Route 1 in Frederica, beginning work on the complex, which will operate under the name DE Turf. Since 2009, officials have envisioned the complex serving as an economic driver by hosting regional youth soccer, lacrosse, and other sporting events and tournaments. But funding issues and battles with Delta over plans to improve access to Route 1 around the facility delayed and nearly derailed it. Now, 13 fields, 10 of them turf and 4 of them lighted, are being built at the $24 million, 84-acre facility. State Senator Brian Bushweller worked to obtain $3.2 million in state money for the project and help resolve the issues with DelDOT. He says he wasn't sure this day would ever come, and now that it has,
it's satisfaction and relief, because it was a long, hard fight to get to this point. But the beauty of it is that now that we're here, I think virtually everybody understands why we fought so hard to get this.
A feasibility study estimates DE Turf could add up to $18 million annually to the state economy after 10 years. Another study by the University of Delaware suggests it could employ up to 2,000 people during camp and tournament season, the equivalent of 210 full-time jobs. The Greater Kent Committee's Bill Strickland, who chairs the Regional Sports Complex's board, says he believes the additional time it took to make the project happen makes it more likely it will succeed.
As I look back at the obstacles that we confronted, candidly, each of those obstacles made us better because they caused us to take a time out and to reshape or restructure our business plan or the complex, and we wound up on the other side of every challenge in a better place.
The complex, which is expected to be ready by next spring, will face competition, including in-state, from a complex currently under construction in Middletown. But DE Turf officials say they believe its combination of turf and lighted fields, along with its relatively small footprint and location, will give it an edge. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.